It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's time for that pre-November ranking for all 134 FBS football teams. You're welcome, because Halloween is coming on Thursday. And you know what that means. On Friday, it'll be the worst day of the year for teachers all around the country as those kids smuggle in their Halloween candy brought from home. On the flip side, though, it could be a great day for dentists who are looking to book some future appointments in a few months. There were a few tricks and treats played in the latest SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, October 26th. For example, LSU's defense played Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde against Texas A&M, trailing 17-7 at the half, and it could have been worse had LSU not missed two long field goal attempts. Texas A&M scrapped their passing quarterback in the second half and inserted a run-oriented quarterback in the second stanza. Backup signal caller Marcel Reed for the Aggies reached into his Halloween candy bag at halftime and revved up the Aggies' offense with a sweet sugar burst of energy. Unfortunately for LSU fans, the Tigers stuck with their first half defensive schemes despite that quarterback change by Texas A&M. And the Aggies' second half comeback blew by LSU, who's now 6-2, just like the Roadrunner blazed by Wile E. Coyote during our Saturday morning cartoons. The Aggies dominated the final two quarters for a 38-23 win over LSU. And did anyone really believe that Texas A&M would be standing alone atop the SEC standings after last weekend at 5-0 in conference and 7-1 overall? Me either. Well, speaking of trick-or-treat, the Aggies will now march to play a very scrappy 4-3 South Carolina Gamecocks team in Columbia on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on ABC. If Texas A&M wins this game, their final three games will come against 2-5 New Mexico State, then at 3-4 Auburn, and at a sold-out home finale against their longtime rival 7-1 Texas on November 30th. Meanwhile, for LSU, the Tigers skulked home to Baton Rouge to lick their wounds with a bye week this week. In 2 weeks, though, on Saturday, November 9th, 6-2 Alabama travels to Tiger Stadium, and both teams are going to face a win-or-stay-home scenario in their fight to remain in playoff contention. On Saturday, Lee Corso Day at Indiana was a rousing success. The 89-year-old former head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers football team for 10 years between 1973 and 1982 was honored before and during last Saturday's IU versus Washington football game. Since 1996, you probably know Coach Corso for his famous headgear pick during the final moments of every college football game day show on ESPN. With former coach Lee Corso on hand to, of course, pick IU on Saturday, his former team responded with a rousing 31-17 victory and moved to 8-0 on the season. With another win this Saturday at 4-4 Michigan State, new head coach Kurt Cignetti's IU Hoosiers would be 9-0 for the first time since the Hoosiers' only unbeaten season, 9-0-1 in 1945. Next up. Which Florida football coach is going to be fired first? Several weeks ago, I wrote about the very difficult schedule facing University of Florida football coach Billy Napier. Florida now has a 4-3 record with remaining games against, are you ready? 7-1 Georgia, at 7-1 Texas, 6-2 LSU, 6-2 Ole Miss, and then they finish up with intrastate rival Florida State. Ouch! The wealthy Florida Gator supporters have been trying to round up enough money to cover the cost of Billy Napier's contract buyout, which is $26 million. Less than 1 year ago, the Florida State Seminoles were 13-0 in 2023. However, they were left out of the four-team college football playoffs after their senior quarterback Jordan Travis, who's now playing in the NFL with the New York Jets, suffered a season-ending injury to his ankle and foot. Though the Seminoles did lose that Orange Bowl contest to Georgia and ended the season 13-1, the school awarded Coach Mike Norvell with an 8-year contract extension. With very high expectations entering this football season, Coach Norvell's team, though, has been mired in a horrible slump in 2024. After last Saturday's 36-14 loss to Miami, Florida State is now just 1-7, and their lone win came in a 14-9 nail-biter against 4-4 California. Now, looking down the road, the Seminoles have remaining games against 4-4 North Carolina, at 7-1 Notre Dame, versus FCS opponent Charleston Southern, and they'll finish the year against 4-3 Florida. Florida State's backers are now rumored to be quietly raising pledges to buy the $64 million needed to buy out last year's National Coach of the Year candidate Mike Norvell. And much like their rivals, the Florida Gators, high-level football recruits are now starting to walk away from prior commitments due to this year's unexpected collapse. Which Sunshine State football coach, if either, will be the first one to be fired? We will find out. And speaking of teams that are having a rough year, Kent State is 0-7, and they're the only FBS team without a win through last weekend's college football games. The Golden Flashes, yep, that's their nickname, have lost 17 games in a row going back to September 2023. And for a few bonus points, can you name the six FCS or small division teams right now who do not have a win in 2024? Well, there are two teams at 0-9. That would be Utah Tech of the United Athletic Conference, and sadly, the Northwestern State University Demons of the Southland Conference. They top the list. At 0-8, you'll find Fordham of the Patriot Conference, Marist of the Pioneer Conference, Virginia Military Institute of the Southern Conference, and Mississippi Valley State of the Southwestern Athletic Conference. So hang in there, guys. Some better days are hopefully ahead for you soon. And now is my special Halloween treat to you. It's time to reveal my rankings for all 134 FBS teams. If you go to SwampSwamiSports.com, you'll see the list, look for your favorite team, read them and weep. And now let's go to our top 25 teams. Coming in this week at number 25 at 6-2 from the SEC, it's the University of Alabama. They have a bye this week and then they'll travel to LSU on November the 9th. At number 24 from the American Conference at 6-2, it's the Tulane Green Wave. At number 23, the Liberty Flames had their first loss of the season last weekend, and they're now 5-1. Our next teams are 6-1. Number 22 is Clemson out of the ACC. Number 21 is a surprise from the Sun Belt. UL Lafayette is 6-1, and they'll play on Tuesday? That's right, Tuesday night against Texas State, 6:30 p.m. on ESPN2. Number 20 this week at 6-1 from the Big Ten is Ohio State. They have a big game this Saturday against 7-0 Penn State. That'll be at 11 a.m. Saturday morning on Fox. At number 19 from the SEC at 6-1 is Tennessee. At number 18, after suffering their first loss of the year, is the Naval Academy. Number 17 this week from the SEC is Georgia. And they will have their cocktail party back in Jacksonville, Florida again as they play the Florida Gators 2:30 p.m. Saturday on ABC. Coming in at 16 this week from the Mountain West, it's Boise State. And now our 7-1 teams. Number 15 from the American Conference, it's the Memphis Tigers. Number 14 from the Pac-2 Conference, that's right, just two teams, the Washington State Cougars. Number 13 this week at 7-1 from the ACC in their first year in the ACC, it's the SMU Mustangs, and they're going to host 7-0 Pitt this coming Saturday night at 7 p.m., but it's on the ACC network. Who gets that? At number 12 from the SEC at 7-1, it's the Texas Longhorns. They have a bye this week, and then they'll play next weekend against the Florida Gators. At number 11 from the Big 12, it's Kansas State. Number 10 into our top 10 for the first time this year, out of the SEC, it's Texas A&M. Our top-rated 7-1 team this week is Notre Dame, and they'll have the week off. We have eight undefeated teams, so let's start with number 8, Army. They're 7-0. At number 7 this week, it's the Iowa State Cyclones, and they'll entertain 5-3 Texas Tech at 2:30 Saturday on ESPN. Coming in at number 6 out of the Big 10, it's Penn State. They have that big home game against 6-1 Ohio State, 11 o'clock Saturday on Fox. Number 5, they just keep rising on up and the AP keeps ignoring them. It's 7-0 Pitt Panthers, and they will travel to 7-1 SMU Saturday night on the ACC network. We have four remaining teams which are all 8-0, and at number 4 from the ACC is the Miami Hurricanes. They'll host 6-2 Duke, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. That should be a good game on ABC. Number 3 in our rankings from the Big Ten, how about the Indiana Hoosiers? They have a road game this Saturday against Michigan State. That game will be at 2:30 p.m. on Peacock. Yuck, Peacock. Number 2 this week, hanging in there, right close to the top, it's the Oregon Ducks. and they will visit 5-3 Michigan. Big game, 2:30 p.m. Saturday on CBS. And for the third consecutive week, our number one team out of the Big 12, 8-0, it's the Brigham Young Cougars.
Yes!
And they have this week off. They'll be getting ready for their November 9th meeting against arch rival Utah. That's the top 25 for this week. Enjoy Halloween, everybody.
6 drops of the essence of terror, 5 drops of sinister sauce.
When the stirring's done, may I lick the spoon?
Of course, of course. Now for the tincture of tenderness, but I must use only a touch. For without a touch of tenderness, it might destroy me. Oops, too much. Better hold your breath, it's starting to tick.
Better hold my hand, I'm feeling sick.
Hello, Dad.
What have I done?
I'm Milton, your Brian Newsome.